Thank you. honor the Lord with your fellowship. Honor the Lord with your regular patience. Honor the Lord with your track record build up. And I'm going to tell this that honor the Lord with a track record build up. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with what you have. And I'm going to say that your bones will be filled to overflowing and your mouth will bring overflow with your life. And that's okay, that's just a good one. Okay? Honor the Lord. Here's the reason why I believe that this is such an important priority. Now, because when I think that which tends to be most precious to me from an earthly perspective, and I honor the Lord back, is that which He gives me. It gives me the rightful place in my heart. It gives me the rightful place in my mind. It gives me the rightful place in my bed. It gives me the rightful place. The great thing about this, in fact, is that I can see God work in ways that I never thought He would do. Honor the Lord with your God. Now, He doesn't stop there in Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter 11, verses 24 and 25, God talks to us about our wealth. God gives us some thoughts here as to how we are to handle these things. One man gives freely, verse 24 says, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. So on one hand, you have a guy that's giving back what God has given, and it's such a spot to the Lord that the prophet tells him, the man is very free with his money. Bless others that are in need. One man gets freely, I gain more. Another one holds on freely, but comes to poverty. Verse 25 says, a generous man will prosper. He refreshes others. I love this. Will himself be refreshed. I believe that there is a lot of people out there that need to be refreshed. But one of the ways that we are refreshed is when we honor the Lord with our wealth, when we are able to see another in need, and the word there is generous, that the generous man will prosper. Not somebody just holds his mouth, not somebody just sits on his mouth, but somebody that continues to give us what I'm not talking about, just being foolish with our money. That's all I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ability to be generous. I think that comes in a lot of different areas. I think we are generous when we prepare meals for people in our congregation that need it. I know it needs to be really appreciative of all those that step in and get the gap and say, hey, we're going to help. We're going to give. I know that many of you have been blessed by that generosity. And I will tell you this, and I think that what you see is true, it is not true, but you know, when you give, it changes your heart. But not because you have to, because you want to. Because God's word says, you know, here is the money that I give you. Here's the treasures that I give you. Here's your talents that I give you. Here's the time that I give you. And when you invest those in others, it has a way to come back and go, wow, this is really pretty cool. I'm blessed. Because I've been able to be a blessing to others. Now, one day we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting as a church. That was just one object. How can I see the blessing? How many of you speak that receiving blessings? I speak that receiving a blessing. Okay? Because we always like to be in the blessing-giving perspective. Amen? I mean, let's be honest. We just want to bless your life. No, I don't need anything. Yes, you do. That must be a blessing. Sometimes, you know, we have to have a little come to Jesus with you. We're going to bless you. We're going to be blessed for us. Right? Because one thing is the closer I get to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more
once you think I'm this well-known prosperity gospel guy, I don't believe that $10 given in the offering plate today is $10, all that you're going to eat in your restaurant today. And what goes bad? Okay? I don't understand math. I do not understand God's math. What I know is that when I honor God, I can't help you. But regardless of how much I try, and I can also tell you this, but that does not mean financial backing necessarily. In other words, I don't go to my mailbox. I wish this was true. When the publisher's clearing house would gift me $300. Does anybody want anything from a publisher's clearing house? $5,000 for life. Is that a week? Okay, you told me when my first check comes. But God has a way that God does. And I don't understand what that means. That's greater than me. God has an economy that I cannot comprehend. All I know is that I need to be faithful to God in my life. Proverbs 13:11 gives us another concept about this stewardship principle. It says that dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. There's this concept in our society that money changes everything. And money is the answer to everything. And I will tell you that money does change everything. Go back, you want a very sobering reality check. Go back and Google the lives of a lot of winners. And what happens to people that come into that kind of money that way? Look at some of the football players, basketball players, baseball players. Is it just weird people get worse after they sign a big guaranteed contract? God says in His Word, it's better to get it little by little than what it is to get it by dishonest means. Because the same way you get it, the same way you lose it. Proverbs 13:22 says, thus a good man leaves an inheritance for his children, but a sinner's wealth is stored up for them. And at the same time, what a gift we have, we're also making sure that we are investing wisely and that we are protecting what God has given us so that we can be a blessing to generation after generation after generation. Now, that's been kind of hard in the generation that I was 47 years old and under. The traditional way of being smart is kind of, I don't know, I think the stock market crashes every day for my portfolio. But here's what I think you can do. It's not a bad of the stock market. It's not investing in the team of care. You need some phenomenal inheritance to your children with your finances for a proper order. And proper order means that we honor God. Our children in the world. Proverbs 22:9 says this, a generous man will himself be blessed, but he shares his food with the poor. In other words, this man that comes to that practice of stewardship, he looks for ways to bless other people's lives. He looks for ways to assign people and to be able to help them. Now, one of the things that I see in our society is that there are plenty of ways to help people that God places on your heart. But there are many good causes for you to give to. Just my suggestion is just make sure you know where that money goes to where you think it's going. Because people take advantage of the generosity of people. gives us enough flow to give back to Him the first fruits. I believe that God gives us enough in our lives that we can be a blessing to others that desperately need. You look around where you live, and say you live in subdivision. You look at it and try to take it to be a blessing to the tourists. You can share a loaf of bread with, or a cookie with, or a meal to, or whatever. You want to break down barriers. You want to break down things that people, they a barrier up or a boundary up. You start giving them great food. They can start being your best friends. Okay? And then please move forward. Thank you. Okay? Not from a man who needs to stay like that. Okay? But I want you to understand that God's going to put people in your lives. And if I'm honoring the Lord with my own person, I'm going to tell you what else I'm asking you to do what He's doing. Because that might be effective. Because it's no longer about God's work, but it's about what God wants to do with our stewardship. If you go to Proverbs 23, verse 4 and 5, the Bible gives us a little challenge here. A little perspective check. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Have the wisdom, verse 4, have the wisdom to show respect. Cast but a glance at riches and tear down, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off. There are so many people that are pursuing God. So many people that are pursuing power and position. Solomon went to the east away from that. Now, but we have to get rich. No, that's not what we have to get rich. Because if it's wrong to be wealthy, then it's not wrong to be wealthy. But it is wrong to allow God to govern and dictate your life. It is wrong for God to replace God with the God of being wealthy and getting rich and getting more and grabbing more. It's kind of like what he says here, for they will surely start wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Just when you think you've got it, you don't. I love it, but I don't love it. During political years. And by the way, whatever happened to the years of that political year, now it's 4 years in a row, right? But about every 2 years, we have this conversation. How much is red? You know what the answer is? No one knows. Because if you're here today and you make $50,000, you would like to live down 60. If you're here today and you make $200,000, you live $300,000. And if you're here and you're Bill Gates, you make $1,000,000,000 a year, what do you want to do? You want to make a little better than $1,000,000 a year. Is that wrong? No, I don't think that's wrong. But what that becomes your life, isn't it? Mom and Dad, let me say this. Your kids know what you're living for. And your kids know what you're living for. And they will reflect what our God's done. I believe that one of the reasons we can't we ought to keep God. We ought to keep God right at the forefront of every activity, including that which is called the Father. Proverbs 28:6 says it this way: what a different take. Better a poor man whose walk is blameless than a rich man whose ways are perverted. What matters to God? Not whether or not I'm healthy. Not whether or not I'm well to do. Not whether or not I'm wealthy. Not whether or not I'm paying my bills. Not whether or not I'm doing all this stuff. What matters? Thank you. I'm giving this back. starting to track. But I will tell you, when you understand the greatness of the nature of God, because He has proven faithful over and over and over to be Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides, I'll tell you what, it has allowed you to have another human. It's allowed you to, that's not your name. It gets a lot easier to give to your church. It gets a lot easier to give to missions. It gets a lot easier, it's a lot easier to hear about this book. God, this is crazy. I don't know what I'm doing this, but I want to be honoring to you, and I want to be thankful for what you've given me. And so, God, as I give this to God, just to be dependent on you. I can tell you something about my example. That it's not their job. It's not the government. It's not the parents. It's God. Some of you may be saying, oh, if you're going to ask me, Pastor, what would you tell us to do? What should I do? Pastor, you don't understand my dad. You're right, I don't. You also don't understand my dad. The quickest way to get out of debt, because we've been there in times, is to continue more and more with our first fruit. You want your family to be solid on the bottom, strong foundation. Honor the Lord with your first fruit of life, because it creates in our home the spirit of thanksgiving, and it generates in our home a spirit of dependence upon the Lord. And in doing so, it means that it brings a legacy that generates. You want to know how you can help your children know that God is real. You practice stewardship in your home. God, this is crazy. Because I want to tell you something. You know, you're going to have to get your mom and I in a pain of hell because this is what we're about to do. But we're going to trust God. I had a conversation not long ago with you. I'm not talking about testing God in a simple way, but I'm saying, Lord, I'm going to take your word at face value. It's kind of like if I'm going to be facing the giants. Like it's the dad at the end of the show, and he was there to create his life. He was waiting for that son to be that faithful. There's another guy who really makes me go, what are you doing? Well, he goes on to that grateful. How many of us would have that way totally dependent on God before we turn it? Before we turn it. In some regards, I would say that sacrifices are one of the biggest ways that people struggle with the most. I'm grateful that I want to make God, and that's the one that I know that you have to do with who I am. But I know this is hard, and I want to take this off, and I want to take this off, because it's bad enough now it's made me sad. I'm not even what I said. You know I have this burden to carry too, speak of money. But you know this about me. You know Thank you.